Hello and welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is travel. That's why we all have silly hats on, because we're gonna travel.
Who has a silly hat on? Not me.
I'm joined by one person who's wearing a silly hat and one person who's wearing a hat that they wore today by their own choice.
It's me.
Amanda and Ian are joining me.
Ahoy.
Hola.
I feel so bad for everyone that's listening to this on a podcast and doesn't get to see these ridiculous hats we're wearing.
Can I be honest? You look like you are like a modern Titanic captain.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you were on the Titanic and you were the one who went in the boat when they said women and children only.
Yeah.
You went in there and went...
You also...
And they said, you're not a woman. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah. Yeah,
you also, great. Yeah, I mean, the hat's also, well, no, the rest of the outfit isn't, but the hat's giving, like, oh, it's 2 a.m. on the party bus in Vegas.
Yeah. And you're like,
you suddenly are like, where did I get this hat?
You, like, went to a Halloween party with your girlfriend who's really into Halloween,
and I'm
but
like,
you were like, I'm Popeye.
All right, I'm Popeye.
You can't see me.
Whoa.
And I'm just a woman in Barbados.
Yes, we love it.
Drinking a frozen cocktail, and it's my 7th one.
Mm-hmm.
But God, am I trying to lose weight. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's giving more Louisville, Kentucky to me.
Oh, Derby?
You're watching the Kentucky Derby.
Oh,
back
God.
In like the 1800s or
I'm
something.
Watching the Kentucky Derby.
I think they still
and
wear
I'm
big
mad
hats.
At all my friends.
Do they still
right
wear
now
big hats?
I think so. It's like it's like a customary thing. They're like,
I don't see people wearing big hats that often.
And they should.
And we should.
My sisters wear big hats. They Whoa love it. Whoa. I'm driving to our destination.
Improv. All right, well, let's get into these travel stories.
Oh, we're taking the hats off?
I'm taking my
no,
hat
no, no.
off.
No, actually, Captain of Titanic, you can keep it on.
You can
what
keep
if I
the...
just take it off and, like, I'm bald?
That would be really funny.
That would honestly be fun.
That is not the first time that has happened on
Rocket.
Smosh. Keith revealed that he had shaved
God
his head for a summer
that
games.
Was
it was an incredible
best
reveal.
That was the best moment.
It's one of the best moments in Smosh history.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
really?
So you know.
Okay.
Anyways, travel.
Travel!
Travel is very fun, but it can come with a lot of problems.
Yeah,
lot of
just
issues,
like the
a lot of drama. I would say it's weddings and international trips that you see
and
the most interpersonal drama happen.
You can't travel with everybody.
Ooh.
They may be your greatest friends and you guys have like a wine night.
Yeah.
But you get on a trip and sometimes it doesn't work.
I think it's
sometimes
a great
it does.
It's a great test for any type of relationship, right?
Yeah.
I think that's like a worthwhile like friendship or relationship test, right?
I have a question. Do they have to be good travelers in order to be friends with them?
I just think that traveling with someone really shows like is your dynamic like healthy? Like, is there mutual respect?
Yeah,
is there mutual boundaries?
Yeah. I feel like with relationships, you shouldn't make it official until you go on a vacation together.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of agree, but then I also don't because I feel like there are friends that are great and you just might not ever be able to travel.
Oh, yeah,
friends is fine, but
relationship.
Oh, relationship. Oh, yeah.
I see what you're saying because you can draw that boundary and just be like, I'm not traveling
with that
person.
Yeah. But a partner?
But...
Definitely.
It really does highlight a lot of things of like, are we cohesive?
Oh, yeah.
And I think it could be as simple as a road trip, right? It doesn't have to be an international trip.
That's true. Anything that's like just brings you out of your comfort zone.
For multiple days.
Puts you in a pressure cooker.
And you can't judge it on the first trip. Unless it's glaring.
Our first story comes from the subreddit Two Hot Takes. Shout out to Morgan, as always.
Love you, Morgan.
Truly one of the that subreddit's always popping off.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. This comes from April of this year, 2026. Am I overreacting for giving an Uber driver a bad rating for playing BDSM music on full blast?
Oh,
BDSM music.
BDSM music? Is it just like whips? And
hey,
like chains?
You did a song that was BDSM.
Yeah, what if it's just submissive and breedable?
Okay, so if it's submissive and breedable, then that's a green flag.
Yeah.
Okay. OP writes, I, a 24-year-old woman, and my girlfriend, a 23-year-old woman, recently took a trip to Arizona to visit friends.
Fun.
Our flight landed around 1 a.m., and the place we were staying at was around a 30-minute drive from the airport. Within the first minute of this Uber ride, the seatbelt sign went off, and the driver yelled at the car saying, fucking piece of shit. This was weird, but we thought it was funny and laughed it off. A couple minutes later, he said, fucking crackheads. I don't know what that was in reference to.
To the seatbelt sign?
It was pretty quiet in the car, and he asked if we wanted to listen to music, and we said yes. And then he asked what we wanted to listen to, and we said anything. Big mistake.
Yeah, huge.
He's like, anything?
Anything?
Anything? I love when she takes control. No. She beat my
Have you heard of Slosh? He pressed play on whatever he already had pulled up, and immediately we were hiding our laughter because it was so far from what we expected. The song was called Primal Vow by Playful Devotion. Also, an important note, he had some sort of hookup in his trunk that made the bass insanely loud. Oh, like, yeah. It was buzzing my rib cage.
Oh, yeah, he's got the sub in the trunk.
Yeah.
Dude, that is like so
high school.
That is so 2005.
Yeah.
But this is Phoenix we're talking about.
This is somewhere in Arizona, but it's very Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, from my memories of growing up there. After the first song ended, he started hitting skip to, I guess, pick a song, but they were all by Playful Devotion, and they all had names like Fuckboy, Brat Tamer, Crawl to Daddy, Do As Daddy Says,
No,
Devour You Whole, you get it. As two young women in someone else's car in a different state at night, we started to get pretty freaked out.
Yeah.
He then asked us if we liked the bass, and out of fear, we kind of just said, oh, yeah, it's cool.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. It's shaking my ribs.
And then he fucking cranks the volume all the way. Like, my ribs were vibrating before, and now I'm feeling a panic attack coming on from just how weird it made my body feel and the fact that it was playing a song called Raw by Playful Devotion. And look up those lyrics and tell me if you'd feel safe. Also, we had just gone through TSA, so we obviously had nothing to fight back with. Anyways, he did drop us off at the location, and after us waiting outside the gate for 3 minutes out of fear of him following us in, he left. The situation is a bit funny now because of how insane it was, but I'm having a hard time figuring out if that's just a weird man who is super unaware of how this is coming across, or if it was actually a bit of a dangerous situation and if I should report it and give him a bad Uber rating. I know the rating is very important, so I don't want to do it if I'm overreacting. Let me know what you think. Thanks.
Oh.
Huh. Well.
So let's okay. Build all the context here.
Sure.
It's 1 a.m.
It's 1 a.m.
It's 1 a.m. They are. Oh. It's the middle of the night. They're driving for over 30 minutes. They're two women that are, you know, in this car. I understand why in the moment they're like, yeah, it's cool. Because it's like you're in this person's car. You don't want to start a conflict. You're scared.
You want to make everything be like, we're chill.
Yeah.
We're chilling.
Yeah.
We're not freaking out. We're all good. He asked what you guys want to listen to. They said anything. He played
you're
some
thinking
really
anything, like,
intense, sexy music.
Pushed it to the limit. I'm of the mind of like, yeah, I don't think she's overreacting at all.
Personally,
like, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, personally, if that was me, I would be definitely a little bit freaked out just because I'm not in a place that I know very well. The TSA thing was like, oh, yeah, they have nothing to fight back with. And
well, even if you have something to fight back with, you're in a car going full speed.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
kind of just like, all right, man, I'm at your mercy.
And also, like, what were they supposed to do? Yeah, we don't like the bass, and this is unacceptable. Like, that could have been, like, we're taught to be like, don't really rock the boat yet.
Yeah,
do you know what's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah, and I'm sure there's probably comments that are like, oh, you could have just been like, hey, can you turn it down a little bit or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but when you're
like,
in it, you're not saying any of that.
But I think like what this person was also implying before the music came on, that, you know, he was making these comments.
He was already kind of saying
were
some intense
like,
stuff.
It would put me on edge a little bit, be like, fucking piece of shit. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When you have an Uber driver that's like, acting that way,
yeah.
You don't really want to like stir them up anymore.
No.
I get that too.
I'll do whatever you want to do, bro.
You just like, sit there with your friend and you go, bass is fine.
I mean, like, this is maybe like, obviously the threat for me being a man is maybe less, but I mean, maybe I would ask them to turn the music down a little bit.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, I too would just be in for the ride, I guess.
I've been yeah. at the mercy of some Uber rides where, like, either they're driving insanely and you're just yeah. kind of like, what do you do? Like, hey, man, stop doing that. But then, you just get some Uber drivers that it's like, all right, like, you, I used to have really bad luck where 5 minutes in, I would sit in, and I'm trying not to make conversation because I'm like, I have social anxiety already. So yeah. I'm like trying to just like look out the window. And they will just start talking to me. And I'm like, the way that within 5 minutes, they're saying the most heinous, horrible shit to me. And I'm just like,
yeah, for sure. Okay.
And you kind of have no choice but to be like, for sure, man. Like, I'm not going to start an argument with you while I'm in the backseat of your car going 70 on the 405. Like, I am scared.
And this one's really tricky because they're not overreacting. I understand wanting to be like, hey, just a heads up, this guy's doing this. And then also at the same time, you know, they're in there being like, yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good. Which is really tough because in that moment, that's what you're going to say. Yeah.
You're also after that's a survival. Flight. You're after a flight at 1 a.m. You're like, so you're probably beaten up and tired. And you're like, okay, well, this guy also knows where we're at.
So I don't really know.
But this guy also needs to, like, not do that.
It's kind of weird that he's playing BDSM music.
Yes.
And I don't know I don't know the lyrics to this. So I think hearing the music is probably going to really shift it to...
Yeah.
My guess is maybe we've encountered, you know, a Phoenix Gooner Uber driver, you know?
Yeah. Phoenix has changed since I left.
Honestly,
I'm not surprised.
She maybe should say something just so he can be aware that, like, hey, bro, 1 a.m., two ladies in there. A, turn down the bass, and B, don't play BDSM music.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he should just get it so he could be aware.
There should be, like, it's like, come on, man. Like, you have to know.
Playful devotion.
I'm curious what the guy's Uber rating is already, but it's like, I give my Ubers 5 stars. It takes a lot, right? Because I'm like, I understand. Like, you're trying to make ends meet. You're doing your job. It's a lot of work. It's probably sucks. Like, you're probably exhausted throughout the day. But also, like, you gotta...
Yeah. I feel like, the only times I give bad ratings is if, like, I think they're legitimately driving unsafe.
Totally.
And then I'm like, okay, well, the way I see it is, like, you know, if myself and other people give them bad ratings, they get kicked off the app and they don't kill somebody.
Right.
Right.
You know?
So, absolutely. Yeah. Verdict is, there's no official verdict, but the majority is not overreacting.
Sure. Yeah.
Comments. The saddest thing is that the band is AI.
Of course it is. Of course. Because when you started naming the titles, a little part of me was like, is this an AI?
I don't think thing? I've ever heard.
Crawl the Daddy is AI?
I've never heard an AI. Horny Robots wrote this?
Well, because they're just like, it's somebody just entering prompts in any genre. I've sat in an Uber where they listened the whole time. I was looking at, like, the album cover, and I was like, this is AI. And it was all AI, and the guy just kept listening to it. I was like, really, dude? Like, we're just going to listen to this AI slop?
Wait, what?
That and everything, so every, like, picture was this, like, old man with tears
on
his eyes. And it was, like, this kind of, like grungy crooner type music.
Did you tell him?
No. I just, like, sat there and was like... I hate this. But then I like went, I had to look further, and it was just every photo was this like old man crying with like roses, and everything was like, I miss my daughter. I still miss her.
Oh, so it was like country?
No, it was like lunar rock.
Isn't it crazy to think like some of these people who like, they're all like all in on AI, they're living in the Matrix. But like it's a weird bizarro Matrix, with like
grungy
crooner music.
I don't think they even know it's like AI.
That's what I mean. Isn't that terrifying that they're listening to stuff and they don't realize like everything that is around them is made up?
Or worse, they don't care.
So AI music is sounding legit.
It's because it's all it's doing is copying, right? It can only take what is made and then
Playful Devotion. What a cool name.
And you can generate that stuff so quick on certain apps. So you can create an album in like a day. So if you're one of these like, I'm an AI producer, you can literally make 50 albums in probably like a week and just put it all out on Spotify.
This guy spent so much money on his bass. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To just play AI.
Someone else said, I personally don't think you're overreacting. There is a certain expectation in environments like that. Uber driving is a way for him to make money. He should have a certain amount of professionalism and decorum. Just as he shouldn't be keeping his car a hoarder rat's nest. He shouldn't be playing such inappropriate music at such an inappropriate volume.
How do you know he has a
hoarder's nest? They're saying, like, you need to keep it clean and, like, you're running a
damn
business.
Be a little professional.
This person went in on
that.
Him.
I get that.
Someone wasn't even there.
Someone said, oh, my God, I didn't even hit play, and the cover for that song is already wild. I'm listening to it while I'm typing, and this is the craziest fucking thing to play when someone says anything. You'd think he'd go for something safe. All right, so we have the lyrics, and I think this is...
Do we have the album cover, too?
No, we do not have the album cover. We just have... This is the chorus.
We're going to have to bleep all of this.
Ooh, the chorus!
I think it's mostly going to be bleeped.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to feel really uncomfortable hearing Shane read this.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Oh, all Amanda's right. Heard me say way worse
yeah.
things.
Yeah,
oh, that's
this
true.
Is
well,
like, this is going to
be... This is maybe the worst thing I'm ever going to have said on this show.
All right, cool.
But, yeah. So the chorus goes, fuck me raw, take it hard, break the bed, leaving scars, grip my cock, ride me rough,
whoa,
scream my name, fuck the stars.
Fuck the
stars?
Fuck the stars!
Alpha Centauri! I like how there's
guy who just watched Project Hail Mary.
Yeah!
Okay, scream my name, fuck the stars, pussy clenching, door wide open. Give me all that nasty art. I'm gonna ruin you perfect, baby.
Ooh.
Tear your good girl apart.
I fear,
yeah, this guy should not be driving an Uber.
No,
if he's blasting
insane.
That, this guy,
that
no.
That last line just ripped me up.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
So he heard that song, and he's like, I'm going to keep playing more from this artist.
Yeah.
As a good girl, like, man, that tore me up. That's awful.
Okay.
This guy should absolutely
jail.
Be reported.
Jail.
Humans create what? AI, and they're like, how do we make it the most fucked up thing ever?
And we want to say that we don't support AI.
No, fuck AI.
We support real artists.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no
progression in those lyrics. It's just like, it's just
all
like,
just hard. All
well,
at
it's,
once.
It's written by something without a soul. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, who would want to break their bed? Those are really expensive.
I know.
Yeah.
In this economy?
How are you going to sleep at night?
Anyways, yeah, okay. I think if we haven't made our stance clear, AI sucks.
Like what?
A huge one.
At 1 a.m.? Come on, buddy.
Blast in the bass.
With a bass?
AI BDSM music at 1 a.m. in an Uber.
AI BDSM music at 1 a.m. And it's that horrible.
I think he should go to jail now.
She should absolutely report him. And be like, from the good girl.
Yeah. Report him to the UN. This is a...
To
the
girls.
UN.
Yeah, this is a crime against humanity.
Wow, Phoenix, Arizona. Or Arizona.
I can't be too surprised that dudes in Arizona love AI.
Why? Yeah. Truly, why, though?
I don't know.
Is there... Because there's, like, no good music happening? Like, what?
No.
I don't know, man. Every day I get online and I see some other AI bullshit.
Also, like, we... just saying. Don't go find this music and play it. Don't give them play.
The best thing you can do is simply not give it any attention.
Yeah.
But you can talk shit about it. I mean, talk shit about AI, but don't look
give
at
it. Any
it. Avert your eyes and ears. All right. Our next story comes from Am I the Asshole? This was posted in September of 2022. Am I the asshole for turning around in my car when I saw that my boyfriend brought his friends with him to go on a trip with us? Oh, so unannounced, like brought it, like they had a trip planned. He brought his friends without telling her.
Cool. He's like, what? I got the boys.
I do not get it.
I, a 30-year-old woman, am dating my boyfriend, Smith, who's 39, for 8+ months. We have been planning to go on a road trip, but it couldn't happen because he kept insisting that we let his two friends tag along. He brought it up again and promised that he won't ask me to let him bring his friends with him since, one, I'm the one paying for the expenses, two, it's my car, three, I always wanted us to go alone for once without having his friends tag along, and four, I don't want to pay for his friends. That's kind of going back to one, but
yeah.
You know, I think it's fair to double down on it.
We get it.
Before we get further in the story,
Do you think he's fucking the boys?
Yeah.
Okay. I think he's fucking the boys.
Yeah.
What?
He wants to go for a ride with the boys.
With the boys.
You know what I'm saying?
He's like, I can't go anywhere without my boys.
That was one of my thoughts.
And he goes,
sorry. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Ian, I'm over here. You did that to my shoe.
Apologize to her shoe.
Sorry.
Sorry, shoe. Sorry.
All right. We agreed that I'd come pick him up in the morning so we could go. I came in my car and entered his neighborhood. However, when I saw him standing outside with his bag, his two friends were also standing there with their bags.
Oh.
I was shocked and furious. I didn't pull over. I just turned around and kept driving.
That's
and went
so
back.
Awesome.
I love this.
I think it would have been a little bit better if it was like she's rolled out the window saying, fuck you.
Yeah.
No, I think the silent just turning around and just leaving.
I love this.
You think his boy's like, is she like getting gas or something?
She's lost.
No. She's definitely coming back. She probably just like forgot something at home.
I saw him running after me in the rear view mirror.
Babe, wait.
He then stopped and started calling me. I did not respond until I got home. He lashed out on me on the phone, asking why the hell I turned around and left. I told him why and how I didn't appreciate how he basically tried to force me to take his friends with us after I said no already. He called me awful and said that I ruined the entire thing for us and acted immaturely and spitefully. He said I could have just accepted how it is, but I told him that I would never accept being put in a situation where I'm expected to just suck it up. He hung up after yelling at me for a few minutes.
Whoa.
I called back but got no response. He texted about how I embarrassed him in front of his friends and is refusing to speak to me until after I apologize. Am I the asshole for turning around in my car and going home? Did I make the right call?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
you did. You crushed it, girl. I love it. Like, what?
That's
so confused.
Yeah.
What, she asked. She said she asked that she wanted just a trip with just them. And so he heard that. And now he's saying that she ruined everything.
Yes. Because she didn't accept how it is. She's like, you should just accept how it is.
No, that's...
Like, hey, I'm completely breaking your boundaries.
Yeah.
But you need
to
just accept that.
No, she did the right thing.
I think that's like it's not even a red flag. If you tell someone, like, no to something and they just try to sneak it or they keep pushing, that's to me like you shouldn't be in a relationship with that person.
There's some, like, crazy breakdown in communication in this relationship.
I just don't think he listens at all.
I feel like this happens a lot with Reddit where it's just like... You've said the thing, and yet they keep doing it. And a lot of it is, like, they want to bring their friends on a trip or on a date.
There's a lot of that.
Why?
It's just a lot of disrespect for her.
He probably just doesn't like her.
Yeah.
That's honestly
so she's paying for all of this. So he's like, this is a way for me to get a trip with my boys.
Well, I'm thinking that he doesn't actually want to be alone with her.
He sounds like a bum.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like he likes her. The amount of stories we read on Reddit one of them, but it is oftentimes when we're reading these stories, it's like the boyfriend or the husband, just like, you just don't like her.
You just don't like her.
Fuck,
I think
why
be up.
With her? And why? What was he going to say when he caught up to her car? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Roll it down.
I don't know.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. My friends.
Hey.
Hey. My friends want to come.
Come on, my friends are. Hey.
My foot. Hey.
He's dangling, like dragging.
Hey. She finally parks. He's like, hey.
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 I think, like, it's crazy to me that, like, he can't, like, comprehend going on a trip with just her, which is, like, what makes me be like, oh, so you just don't enjoy, like, being around. This is what we're talking about. Like, you like, this is the great test for a relationship. You go on a trip together with no one else, and you just see if you can work it out. Clearly, he's not even willing to give it a shot.
Doesn't want to.
Also, like, what is the deal with the friends?
Here's
what I think. They're not getting the full story. But, like, why would you want to sit there and be like, I can't wait to go on a trip with
She's
you.
She's going
to
be the fourth, like, wheel. Like, it's two of his friends. They're going on their trip.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're paying for it all.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't get it.
She's just being taken advantage of
I just don't get it.
Well, if the boys don't go, then who's going to give them a handy?
Okay. Jesus.
If you want to.
I just think, like, there's a lot of guys that, like, just they're not friends with women. They can't comprehend that. So, like, this is just, like...
That is such a good point.
He's not. Like, they're not friends with
woman. I don't think that that is, like, you instinctually know that. I don't think you automatically know how to be friends with women. I think it's, like... I don't know if that's, like, learned or you naturally have that, but I don't think all men... I don't know.
That's...
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not, like... I guess we're not, like, usually socialized... Like in school,
I feel like in school it's
always like boys and girls, like play. Yeah.
There are values that are unfortunately taught. Like it's not like, I don't think it's like an inherent thing, but I think it's values that are taught. Like societally, at least like American society teaches.
So
a
maybe
lot
it
of
is
this.
Instinctual, but then it's like taught out of them.
I don't know. Like I just think a lot of guys are taught like to just not. They don't respect women on like a deep level to like. Truly be like, because I think to really be close, so genuine weird. Friends, it's like a mutual respect.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we're reading too much into it. Like, either way, she made the right choice.
Probably.
Like, ditch this guy.
I would love to know how fast she was going, but that's probably not in there. Is it in there?
If he was chasing after her, residential, where's the speed?
She's going 30.
Verdict is not the asshole. Comments. He's 39.
Yeah, that's what's like. That's what's blowing my mind because I was like, when you said 39, like I looked at a man, I was like,
I'm also not 39. Surprised though by it because it's like, what would change that this guy? Like, you know, like if you set in your ways.
I don't know.
That,
middle like, age.
No, but there are 39-year-olds who are just like, fuck it. Like I feel like you. I sit here and be like, come on, 39, and then I'm like. I don't know. It's a different world.
Some people
right
decide
now.
That they're right. That some people decide that like, oh, how I think is right. And so it's like, great, you're never gonna change.
That's what it is. He's not solid, actually dude. Listening to her boundaries.
He's 39 and wants his girlfriend to pay for and chauffeur his friends and lie to get you to do it, then accuse you of acting immaturely. That sound you hear is a giant red flag flapping in the wind. Run fast, run far, my friend, not the asshole.
No, straight up. Yeah. Like it's not going to get better for him, I fear.
No.
Like, I feel like...
Oh, no, but...
I feel like if he's behaving this way at 39, it's just going to...
Yeah.
It's never going to change.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone said, please, please, please tell me that this is now an ex-boyfriend, not the asshole, and I'm clapping for what you did. OP said, I stopped calling him and am reconsidering the relationship at the moment.
Yeah.
I hope she...
What can you do?
Do not ever talk to that guy again.
Yeah, you can't move past that.
Yeah, I don't think you move past that shit.
Because like, that's like a major boundary, you know, a huge red flag. How are you ever going to do anything together?
Yeah.
Travel together, move in together, make
that level of
together.
Disrespect, man... Don't tolerate that.
I couldn't imagine just showing up to pick somebody up on a trip and they just decided to bring extra people.
To try to sneak.
That's insane.
To like I said earlier, to lay down a boundary, to lay down to agree and then sneak it. It's to him, he's going, I can take advantage of you.
Yeah.
I'll take advantage of you and I'll do this and you might be mad at me. But I'll be like, it's fine. And then I'll be able to, I know I can do it again and I can keep doing it and I can keep pushing further
and
further.
And he knows exactly what I think that's the worst part. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
When he does that. Cause he knows, like, I think it seems pretty clear that she made it clear to him. Like, I don't want your friends on this trip. Okay. Sure, babe. Yeah. We're good.
He didn't hear her. I mean, it's one thing to bring someone to dinner and be like, yeah, they were with me. It's like, but still, I don't know if you guys are, if you're close with your partner, they would at least be like, hey, Bubba's coming.
You're on the same page.
Yeah.
You're on the same page. Yeah. Like, if there's going to be something that's like not communicated, it's because you already know each other so well that you know it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
But that's not the case here. Last comment, someone said, not the asshole. Recommend you keep this guy in the rearview mirror.
Nice.
Nice.
God,
sick.
I love it. I love Redditors sometimes. Man,
sometimes
they
really
it.
Crush. You know, that guy, that person, they wrote it in. They're like, all right. And they shut their laptop.
And then
they
got
into bed. They got into the bed. Their partner was like, how was Reddit? And they go, I was on fire.
I was on fire. Shall we listen to Playful Devotion?
Shall we
break
put something
the
on?
Bed?
Grab my penis and break my bed with your butt. Boop a doop a doop. Boop a doop a doop.
Yeah, with your butt.
I don't know.
Break your bed with your butt.
Yeah,
you guys. That's something else.
That's just called jumping on the bed.
Yeah, yay!
That's called,
Okay.
Okay.
Our next story comes from Am I the Asshole? It was posted in April of 2026, this year.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for charging my friend $800 after she left me 4 hours from home?
What?
Becky, who's 31-year-old woman, and I, a 31-year-old woman, have been best friends for 20 years. Mm. In high school, we became close with Ryan and Daniel, and the four of us did everything together. Becky has always been fixated on Ryan. If he liked a girl, she would tear her apart or make passive-aggressive comments until it was uncomfortable. When he had girlfriends, she would openly criticize them and act like they weren't good enough for him. Mm. Eventually, she started doing the same thing to me. She would make comments to downplay my friendship with Ryan or subtly compare us, like she needed to prove she mattered more. It felt competitive for no reason, but I ignored it for years. Fast forward to Ryan's wedding last month. Becky and I drove together and shared a hotel. The passive-aggressive comments started again. She said I would not even be at the wedding if it was not for her, even saying things like that in front of other people. Later, in the hotel, she complained that Ryan did not spend enough time with her. She actually said, "Sorry to you and Daniel, but he should at least want to spend time with me." After years of this, I snapped and said, "What a weird thing to say out loud."
Yes!
And then I just fucking
punched her!
She immediately escalated and said, "Oh, what? You really think that Ryan and I aren't better friends?" And brought up that he asked her to help design the engagement ring. I said, "I don't care who's closer.
Exactly.
But it's weird that you care this much. It's not our fault you're in love with him."
See, but this is
she followed up the punch with a. Yeah.
But like this is what like twice. a friend of 20 years, you should be able to be like straight up with.
Yeah. Absolutely,
and
20
not,
years you should be able to level.
Not around the wedding. You
but this
say
is
it early.
Bitter. This is bitter.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
This is resentment built.
You're God, like you're friends of the groom or bride. It's like your job is to not only not cause drama. Your job is to like. Quell the drama for your friend. Jeez.
I wonder if she's like upset that she wasn't like invited to the bachelor party or something. You know?
I don't know.
I think she's upset that she's like, not marrying Ryan.
Yeah, no, that's what this story is.
And she only has one person to take it out on, this friend.
Yeah. She stormed out, and instead of coming back, she drove off and left me stranded 4 hours away with no way to get back. The next morning, I couldn't rent a car because I only had a debit card, so my only option was a same-day flight back to where I live across the country, which cost $800. I sent her an angry text and a Venmo request. She hasn't responded, and we haven't spoken in a month. I'll admit, saying she's in love with him was harsh, and the text I sent after was not my best moment. We're supposed to talk tomorrow. Am I the asshole?
Look, okay. So, I mean, she was right on the money with like that she's still in love with him, and like I'm sure that was like the final straw for her. I don't think she's gonna get that money though.
No,
I don't think there's a That's shot a, she's gonna get that.
But
money.
she's asking, am I the asshole for requesting it? Right? For requesting it, it's like, hey, like, you left, because we did, if you had plans to drive back together.
Yeah.
And they just ditched you. That, it is like, it's, I get that it's probably more of a symbolic request at this stage of like, hey, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
You know what you did to me, and you can't just get away with this without acknowledging, like, you betrayed me.
Yeah. She did a really messed up thing. I mean, like, I think maybe I would ask for, like, half.
I would say not the asshole, but like, hey, she didn't think you were going to get an $800 ticket. It is a little fucked up that she left her in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But why are you traveling around with only a debit card? Girl.
I'm looking at the emotional, like, friendship side of this, right? Like, yeah. And there is also, I'm a little confused. It's 4 hours away, but she took a flight across the country.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's 4 hours away from what?
4 hours away. Yeah,
4 hours
there
away
must
by
be
plane?
There must be some travel situation.
Is there a giant mountain between?
I just think she is shitty. This friend is so shitty for leaving her stranded. We've read a lot of stories
sucks.
Where, like,
yeah.
If you travel together somewhere, like, you have that responsibility.
Absolutely.
It's not like OP fucking, like, attacked her. It's not like OP did something horrible. They had a fight. They, like...
She said something that was painful.
They said some painful things. And it could have even been out of line. It's still like, hey, as long as you're not, you know, I don't know... saying something absolutely awful and out of line, like
but you don't
horribly.
Leave someone stranded.
You don't leave someone stranded. No, like, friends should be able to have these types of moments and like come back together.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And also, I don't know. This is a little shitty. Maybe I'm just throwing this out there.
Okay.
Would the friend be that upset if what she said wasn't true?
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. She's
upset because it's like if you said, "Hey, you're in love with them," and it's not true at all, you'd be like, "That's not true. I'm not bothered by like."
She is clearly in love.
It's like you hit it. You hit the target.
And she didn't want to face it, so that's why she couldn't even be in the same car with her. But she left her alone.
She didn't even stay for the wedding.
I was gonna say she left before the wedding.
She left before the wedding.
Yeah. So she just bounced. She is upset. She's not really being loyal to any of her friends.
No.
Like,
I think this was probably going to the wedding was probably really difficult for her, and then her friend saying, you know, you're in love with that guy, it was like the final straw because it was true.
Unfortunately, what she needed, not OP, but the other friend, what she needed was a friend in that moment, because that does suck to be in love with someone forever. They don't want you, but they want to be friends with you. You're going to their wedding. It must be really hard. But she didn't handle it well. She put all of her pain on her friend.
Yeah, she was taking it out on all the wrong ways for years. And it sounds like they never really leveled with each other for years. Based on this, she's like talking about like, this friend's been acting for so long. It's like, and you never talked?
Friends.
You never talked? Like, because if this friend came to her and was like, dude, I have feelings for Ryan. It's really painful to be his friend. It's like, then you get to fucking talk.
Right.
And then if you have that conversation, then by the time you get here and she's being shitty, it's like, hey, I understand what you're feeling. Yeah. You cannot take it out on me, whatever.
Right.
Then you get to be on the same page and deal with that in a more constructive way and help her move past it. It's like, you got to let go of that at a certain point.
Right.
I think that's such a relatable, it's such a relatable thing to have feelings for someone that it's not returned.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's fucking sucks. But then
and if you're friends, you should be able to talk about it.
Absolutely. Especially if it's a friend that's your mutual friends. Like, this isn't the person you're in love with. Like,
I think that's hard. I think that's hard, especially in a female relationship. Like, it gets really messy and tricky when a friend is involved that's a guy. And, like, you can be friends with someone for 20 years, but you might not say the thing that you really want to say because you don't know how they're going to react.
I know, but
I agree.
Man.
I agree. I think you should be able to say things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's like, this is how those things then end friendships. So, like,
well, this friendship
got ended by not handling it. It's like, it sucks. This sucks, but
the $800 does suck.
Yeah, but was that really the only option for the flight?
That's what OP's
$800 ticket.
That's what OP is saying.
But
I
she
get
only had
it,
a
but
debit card.
She was fucked because her friend abandoned her. So she's like, "Fuck, man, I now lost $800 because you bounced."
Without
even telling me, like, "Hey, I'm gonna bounce," like, just left.
No, that's...
How could you just leave someone and not even go back?
I think because she was.
I couldn't.
That hurt.
She's that hurt.
She was.
Wow.
She was red.
Yeah.
But, like, at some point, you'd hope I would, no matter how upset I got about a situation, I'd be like, I can't just leave this person. Like, I got to figure out some way to, like, hey, like, I do have to make it up to you in some way or another.
Yeah.
The verdict is not the asshole. Mm. Comments, was this 4 hours away or across the country?
Yeah.
OP said, we met in our hometown. I flew in from out of town, which is 4 hours away from where the wedding was, but I live across the country. I am in the U.S.
Oh, so she would have already had to, she already had a ticket to fly from the hometown.
From the hometown, but because she probably, there was probably no flights from where she was to where her flight
So she had to cancel
was.
A flight and then take
probably.
Another
probably
flight?
Had to book
probably,
it. So she just left her in a really shitty situation where her travel was messed up.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Someone said, not the asshole, ditching your friend without a way home is a safety issue.
Yeah.
You had every right to be upset, especially when that came with a $800 plane ticket. I wouldn't say she's a friend anymore.
Right.
Lastly, someone said, unfortunately, you will never get money from her, and I doubt you would win in a small claims court. Best to move on and go no contact with her, not the asshole.
I kind of agree
That's
with
fair.
That advice.
That's
it's
fair.
Tough. $800 is painful.
Yeah.
Also, like, I don't know if I'd be able to, like, stay friends with somebody that was that unreasonable.
Oh, I would not be able to. That would be a, like, if you abandoned me in a way where I then have to spend $800, figure out, not only the $800, but just figuring out travel, right?
Yeah.
Just a nightmare. Unless they really come and go, I was so out of line. I'm so sorry. I'm going to pay you back financially in some way or another.
Yeah.
And also, like, I need to, like, unload, like, and figure things out. It requires them to become a new person.
Yeah.
Or else it's like, you're just going to get worse.
I mean, at the end of the day, $800 is nothing to how painful it's going to be to end a 20-year friendship.
Absolutely. I do agree with
that. That's going to be...
I feel they were, like, hometown friends, honestly. Like, I don't even think they were that close.
I don't think so.
So, sorry.
They
were at the wedding because the friend was complaining that the groom did not spend enough time with her.
Got you.
And then
before the wedding?
During his wedding.
Bro.
To his bride. She's upset that he's not spending time with her.
You are Lulu, girl.
Yeah.
And then OP goes, you're just mad because you're in love with, like, fair.
Fair.
I also understand ending, like, I'm taking the, like, view of, like, these are close friends. Like,
me too.
20 years, and even if it's, like, kind of back and forth, like, 20 years, like, there's a kind of thing where, like, even if it's a friend you don't see as often, it's like, man, you're such a big part of my life.
But it's deep-rooted.
It's deep-rooted. That's tough to jump to no contact.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
But I also understand the, like, where she's headed, where Becky is headed, it doesn't get better. Like, is this resentment only going to grow? Because if she can't move past it and she's taking it out on OP, that's only going to get worse and worse.
No.
It's like, she's not your friend. She's not being your friend. And is that going to get more and more painful?
OP said what was needed to be said. It might
just
happen at the wrong time.
I mean, like, it's one of those things where, like, you know, if I was in her shoes, I probably just wouldn't have said anything. I would have just been like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
I probably would have said it.
There's no reason to, like...
People need to hear these things sometimes, right? You hope that it happens in a more, like, calm way.
I think she read her friend wrong. Like, them's fighting words.
It's also probably drinking involved if it's a wedding.
Of course.
Yeah, and then she immediately got in a car and drove away.
Yeah, it's not sounding great.
We have
great
to be
no
aware
matter what.
Of our location next time. I'm saying that to myself for future.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, you're not, what you're saying is correct, and you're not wrong for saying it, but it's like, if you have the ability to plan it out, you know, if you can be Batman with prep time, do that, but you don't always get prep time.
Yeah.
It's also that thing where it's like, y'all, you're at a wedding, like, hash it out after.
But that's like, what happens at weddings.
It seems like it was a little... It is kind of like what happens.
Weddings are
but
so
I get it. I get
high
it.
Emotion.
But it's also the thing that it's happened... And it's like, I bet OP is like, do I wish it happened differently? Sure, but like...
Yeah, of course.
I just don't even have conversations at weddings. I'm just dancing Uptown Funk.
What? No!
Nice. Put Primal Devotion on.
Yeah.
Grandma, Primal Devotion's on.
Lick my butt and suck on my nuts.
Jesus.
Sorry.
All right.
I should start writing AI BDSM.
Then it's not AI. Then you wrote it.
That's true. This is an Ian original.
What you're just saying is better than
AI.
Who needs
AI when you got this brain?
Update.
Yay!
Update. So this update comes 9 days later.
Okay.
I wanted to address some common questions/comments first. 4 hours versus across the country. I'm in the U.S. and flew from the West Coast to the East Coast. We wanted extra time together since we don't see each other often, so I flew into my hometown about 4 hours from the wedding instead of somewhere closer. This sounds like teenage drama. Totally fair. I think that's part of why I snapped. It felt like, are we really doing this at 30? It's also a sign I should have addressed this sooner. Rental car issue. I was told I couldn't use a debit card unless I had a license from that state. Otherwise, it had to be a credit card. No credit card. I had debt in my early 20s, which is long paid off, but I've avoided credit cards since. This situation made me realize I should have one for emergencies.
Yeah.
Why not bus/train? I looked into it. Neither would have gotten me back in time for my return flight. A train home would have...
This is the U.S. We don't have trains.
Yeah, public transport.
What train?
International commenters are like, why don't you just use public transportation?
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Do you guys have that? And we're like, no, we don't.
No, we don't.
Like, we did. We did have
we
destroyed it.
They're like, oh, from the West Coast to the East Coast train, that should only take, like, what, 5 hours, something like that?
Yeah.
No.
The U.S. is very large, people.
It's very large.
I don't think a lot of people realize how big it is.
A train home would have taken almost 3 days.
Yeah.
And cost about the same. Yep. My options were flying out of the closest airport or trying to get back to my original airport 4 hours away. Either way, I needed a same-day flight. Venmo request. I sent it out of anger. I told her later I don't expect her to pay me back. Yeah. Now for the update.
Oof. Right.
We had the call, and it wasn't productive.
Oh, what a surprise.
Knew it.
I apologize for what I said and that it was below the belt, especially the in love with Ryan comment.
Yep.
I acknowledged it was hurtful and told her I wouldn't say things like that again. I apologize for the text and Venmo request, explained they came from anger, and made it clear I don't expect her to pay me back. I explained that her comments had been a long-standing pattern I never addressed but should have. Mm-hmm. When I brought up being left stranded, she didn't acknowledge it at all and became defensive. She started crying and asked if we could just go back to how things were. I told her I didn't think that was possible.
Nope.
After the call, I realized this isn't something we can come back from. I'm willing to work through a lot, especially when I have a role in things, but the lack of remorse or even acknowledgement for leaving me stranded made that clear.
Yep.
As many said, this hasn't been a real friendship for a while. It wasn't always like this, but over time, the dynamic shifted in ways I kept overlooking or brushing off instead of addressing. I think I held on to it because of the history. Yeah. During the month we didn't talk, I actually felt at peace, which says a lot. I realized that not dealing with her behavior earlier probably contributed to it becoming a more explosive conflict than it would have been if I had addressed it sooner. I appreciate the honest feedback. I'm still sad about letting go of a friendship I cared about, but I know I'll be okay.
I think yeah, cuz this kind of backs up my theory that they were like childhood friends, school friends, and then, you know, went off to college, whatever. And I think, like, and I'm just saying this from my own experience of being friends with Anthony, like, I think sometimes, like, when you develop these friendships in, like, middle school and high school, your communication styles and the way that your friends don't always evolve as you become adults.
Yeah.
And that's how it was with Anthony and I. Like, our communication never improved from, like, high school teenage boys. Until, you know, that whole thing kind of, like, fell apart.
Yeah.
And then we were, like, later on able to come back together as an adult sort of friendship.
Yeah.
So it kind of, the way that they talk to each other in this, like, argument feels so high school.
Yeah.
Because that is...
That's where it was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think friendships also, like, they do a double helix sometimes. It's like you come back, you come together, and then you have to go off. And sometimes you go off and you learn things that don't vibe. And also, I do think there is this, like, pressure of the friendship. You've been there since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, like, this friendship, it's like, well, I have to hold on. But it's like, it's both parties are not, they're not right for each other right now. Maybe later, but you gotta kind of.
Well, it's also the painful thing.
Yep.
That's really fascinating. I agree with that about the communication styles.
Yeah.
I feel like people talk about that a lot with siblings, of like when they go back and they spend time with their family, it's like our old dynamics come out.
Yes, yes.
Right? It's like, who do I become? I
our
become
roles.
Who I was when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I also think it's painful in your 20s. And then when you hit 30, it really becomes apparent of like friends that you're growing up together. And some people just refuse to grow. Like some people like hit some things that they're not letting go of. And it's like, you realize how much it stunts you.
Yes.
And she's not letting go of this thing.
Yeah.
And it's like keeping her in this place.
And it's keeping her friend in that place with her.
Yeah.
And it's also just like so maddening when somebody just can't, like all you have to do is apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Like just acknowledge what you did was fucked up. You left someone stranded in a town that they don't know, that they don't live in. And all you have to do is say, you're right.
But I think...
I fucked up.
I think acknowledging any aspect of that is also acknowledging the reality of what's going on inside.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she cannot face that reality.
She's not... It's not even near her. She doesn't actually see it for what it is because...
Yeah.
She doesn't understand it yet.
I know.
I think it's just
It's
like,
really sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Well, it's sad because she's missing out on a friend who's willing to grow. And so the friend's willing to grow and the other friend is going to stay where she is right now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's good that the other friend is like, okay, I have to keep moving on.
I feel there's an aspect that I feel so sorry for Becky in that people like that who they hold on to this thing and it's like, man, you're never going to find... you're making it impossible for you to find your person out there because you're holding on to this thing and it's going to completely cloud you.
Also, Becky is just like the perfect name for this person.
Oh yeah, it makes him so loathsome.
Oh, they picked that. They picked that pretty well.
Becky.
Becky.
Yeah. If a character's named Becky in
you
this,
know
I'm always like,
shit.
Oh,
you're
God.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. But yeah.
I think if there's one lesson to take from this is just like be more vulnerable with your friends.
It will free you. It will free you.
If you fucked up, just say, hey, I fucked up, and then like it will be amazing what that opens up for you.
And you might see things earlier and be able to move on earlier.
Totally.
If that's what's gonna happen.
And you're allowed to have irrational feelings and stuff, like that's you can't help that. She can't help that she has these feelings for Ryan. Yeah. But if she's not gonna acknowledge it, it's gonna turn into irrational behavior.
Right. It doesn't make her a bad person.
No. All right. It's time for our final story. And this one's going to be an epic.
An epic.
Nice. An epic. This next story comes from Today I Fucked Up. This was posted in September of 2019. Today I Fucked Up by Trusting Some Rando on Airbnb.
Ooh.
They write, Shit River 2K19. We have 1,000 words to explain all that transpired with our dear friend Paul from August 3rd to August 4th, 2019. Let me spin you a tale of Shit River.
Okay.
This guy's cooking with this
one. Yeah, he's having a blast.
4:30 p.m. Our initial impressions of the house were terrific. Our illustrious host, Paul, left a bottle of red for us on the table along with some chocolates and popcorn. Paul was friendly. Check-in was quick and easy, so our party settled in. Everything was looking great. Okay, so they're into the Airbnb. It's good.
Illustrious.
6 p.m. We return from purchasing perishables for the weekend. We fill the fridge as we prepare for a relaxing and restorative vacation. We had all traveled far and been looking forward to this rare reunion. A few days on the beach does wonderful things for the soul, but little did we know how our souls would be blackened forevermore.
Oh my goodness.
8:15 p.m. After a round or five of drinks, we noticed that several members of the party had disappeared and were nowhere to be found. We discovered them, ominous plunger in hand, staring terrified at a slowly rising toilet, one of two in the house. Plunging half successfully, we messaged Paul and let him know the situation. Only one working toilet isn't ideal for a group of 8 20-somethings drunk on beer and full of tacos, but we'd make it work. 8:38 p.m. The wolves arrived. No, I'm just kidding.
What? I was so in! That's crazy.
8:38 p.m. The remaining toilet won't flush.
No.
The party grows worried. Paul assures us that he will call a plumber. 9 p.m. Paul has no luck with
his
evil...
What are these people eating?
Tacos and beer.
Both toilets?
Salsa and beer.
Tacos. 9 p.m.
Paul has no luck with his usual plumber. They won't be able to fix the toilets until the next morning. A 5-second Google search reveals there are 12 emergency 24-hour plumbers in Virginia Beach, but Paul did not want to call them. After informing our dear friend Paul of our displeasure, he put his nose to the grindstone and made a few calls. A plumber was found. Magic. 9:30 p.m. Raw sewage floods the shower and both toilets.
Dude!
Kitchen sink makes a strange noise when turned on. The house likely possessed. Mm. Drinks have been drunk like it's the end of Prohibition, and we cannot drive or Uber to safety. After all, where would we go?
McDonald's.
We pray to whatever eldritch creature haunts our plumbing to spare us. 10:01 p.m.
I love it.
The stench. Dear God, the stench. 11:20 p.m. Emergency plumber arrives with Paul and Paul's friend in tow. One of them goes to the roof. One of them pounds a Pabst Blue Ribbon. Advance guard sobered up and makes an emergency run to a public bathroom. We split the party. 12:20 a.m. Plumber ventures inside the splash zone to duct tape garbage bags around the toilets to seal them in preparation for the final blasting. Paul's friend fails to discover how to...
stick of dynamite.
Yeah. Paul's friend fails to discover how to switch off his nose and taps out. I'm out, man. I'm out. It's been hours since most of us have relieved ourselves. The backyard beckons us with its soothing siren call, but we resist for now. 12:22 a.m. Paul assures us the problem will soon be fixed and to keep partying. Classic Paul. We oblige, blithely unaware of the horror shit show still awaiting us.
The wolves enter.
12:24 a.m. The wolves have finally entered.
Yeah.
12:24 a.m. The final blasting. The stench. The horror. The splatter. We all take 2d6 damage. Of course, this guy plays D&D.
No! I was going to say, you knew this guy played D&D. Of course.
1 a.m. Paul and co. tell us the bathrooms are fixed, but not to flush toilet paper. He requests we instead put used toilet paper in conveniently provided bagless trash cans.
No bag! No, that's going to leave a smear.
We decide to maximize our fun and minimize our bathroom usage. We also decide to leave the next morning. 2 a.m., the witching hour. Isn't 3 a.m. the witching hour?
Yeah, 3 a.m.
You fucking idiot!
This freaking frat boy, man.
Come on.
This well-read frat boy.
Yeah, I thought you were doing a cool campaign.
This is Virginia Beach, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a big party town?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Lights flicker ominously. The house isn't finished with us yet. 4:30 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Paul offers a full refund. Excellent. He later tries to convince us to stay and only refund the first night. Not excellent.
Well, this place is haunted.
Yeah, it is.
We ask for a full refund and promise to evacuate in the morning. He offers to let us stay for free for the remainder of our reservation. Excellent? But we decline and agree to leave by noon. Clairvoyant. 10:30 a.m. The party prepares to leave after a night of sheer terror. We take trash to trash cans, clean the kitchen, and prepare a sacrifice to the toilet gods. 11:10 a.m. We commence the cleansing ritual in the kitchen. After completion, we agree never to speak of this again. Who would believe our odorous experience? 11:11 a.m. Make a wish. The great gurgle. We hear, deep from the bowels of hell, a cursed glugging. Was it the broken spirit of Paul's friend chugging another PBR? Nope. The shower had once again started flooding with raw sewage.
Yeah, hell yeah.
11:15 a.m. We hasten our efforts to flee. Paul is called. We finish packing all but the final suitcases into our cars. 11:30 a.m. We convene to discuss departure. Suddenly, one of our party realizes we've been cut off from the last of our supplies by a seeping shit river pooling in the hallway.
Oh.
Fearing the end is nigh, a brave hero bounds forth, vaulting across the rising floodwaters of the Rubicon. We form a fire line to ferry our belongings and our wounded to safety.
Stop!
11:32 a.m. Water oozes from the baseboards. Satan's septic tank thirsts for blood. The lights flicker once more. 11:35 a.m. Our dearest friend Paul arrives, eloquently prophesizing, "This house is fucked." Agreeing with Paul's uncanny observation, we flee the house. The smell stayed with us for days, but the memories will haunt us forever. So it was coming out of the baseboards. It was coming out of everywhere.
That was an excellent read of that.
Thank you.
I was really so good. Invested.
Yes. This
That's
it
really
felt like
good.
I was reading the like journals of what is it the what was the like the pilgrims who like all disappeared or whatever.
Jamestown?
Was it Jamestown? Yeah.
It was Roanoke.
Roanoke. Yeah, I feel like I'm reading a diary from Roanoke where they're really good. Someone forgot to flush and it's getting real bad.
It's really good.
Wow, so yeah, it was coming out of the baseboards, it was coming out of everywhere. This house was quite literally about to explode.
With shit.
So something deep.
And it wasn't all their shit.
It must have been like a, well, I don't know if they had a septic tank or if it was like a blockage further down the main line.
Something deep in hell is rupturing.
Yeah. He should have known there'd be eight.
Shitting boys
ready to drink and
out
shit.
Out of the shower?
Oh.
Yeah, because once it's, so you it's know, just, it's just going to come out of every
I love
hole.
The way this guy wrote, 11:11, make a wish.
Yeah. Oh, I added make a wish.
Oh.
Hey, that was really Thanks. Good. Was You're really, really good. Talented.
Thank you.
Wow, he's good.
Oh, my God.
You should do this you more should, often. Like,
you never know when I'm just adding my own little spice to it.
Oh, my God, 11:11, make a wish.
Yeah.
So where were the wolves when?
Well, they were probably going to show up.
Lapping up the ship.
They showed up and then they're and they like ran away.
Let's go, guys.
Comments. Honestly, I truly feel for how completely and totally fucked Paul is at owning this shit house. Yeah. Someone said, if I were Paul, I think I'd just burn the house down and start over. That smell would be too haunting. Lastly, someone said, ah, I love the first season of American Horror Story, Turner House.
No, they wouldn't name it Turner House. Come on.
No.
Turner House.
I have been very lucky with plumbing issues. I've never experienced like an overflowing toilet.
Oh, you are lucky.
You've experienced an overflowing toilet.
My house, definitely. I had a root in the main line, and it came up into my shower.
The root?
No, the shit.
The tree was like, get in!
Hey, eat it!
The things that I thought I flushed down the toilet came up into my shower.
What were you flushing down the toilet? Jewels?
Poopy.
Gems?
Gems? My rubies!
Yeah. Anthony gave me these.
I was hiding them.
We're done.
Anthony got these in Prague. Yeah. And he brought them back for me. No, I'm very grateful. I live in terror of, like, a plumbing issue.
I've
like
definitely
that.
Had a plumbing issue, like, back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, at, like, a Airbnb or, like, a old inn or some shit.
I think my tolerance is pretty good for stuff. Like, I can handle it. I've definitely been places where it's like, oh, there was no hot water, so it's, like, freezing-ass cold showers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I kind of take that as, like, well, it's going to wake me up.
Yeah. Yeah. I've like, definitely had
tough
that.
Tough it out. But I've never had, like, an overflowing toilet or, like... Like, anything really bad?
I feel like I must have when I was younger or something. Oh, I did have something. I was in the Jersey Shore. No, we were in Lake George, like around New York with my cousins. And there was a massive hot tub. And I don't remember what happened, but my aunt remembers it as if my cousin did it. But I don't know if my cousin did it. Essentially, we ran back afraid, but there was like...
There's a floater?
No, there was like plops of shit all around the hot tub and in the hot tub. Now, we don't know what happened.
Oh,
I
kind of
don't remember it, but I feel like maybe my cousin or my other cousin like had like a poop attack. Either way, my aunt still talks about it. Oh, yeah. The hot tub poop attack. I think someone had to shit themselves, and they did it in the hot tub and then around the hot tub.
Every time you get into a public jacuzzi, you're rolling the dice.
We've all been in a wave pool where there's a poop.
I've been in a wave pool. I don't recall one where there was a poop.
A wave pool with a poop is I don't care. That's fine.
What?
It's fine.
What do you mean? Waves.
Well, okay, that's not good.
Waves.
But I mean, there's enough like dispersion, you know, and it's not hot.
A massive turd?
What are you talking about? I went the wave pool I was at was in Arizona.
Okay, so it was hot.
It was hot. Oh, okay. It'd be like 100 degrees. You're in the wave pool. Yeah.
But a jacuzzi, that's where you get folliculitis, you know, because somebody got in there and they had a little diarrhea.
I don't know about all
diarrhea.
About that.
Yeah.
All I know is my aunt remembers it as like one of a really tough day.
Yeah, really tough.
Because she had to go in and clean it up.
Oh,
she's like, it was
my divorce and the shit hot tub.
And she's like it was one of you girls. One of you girls did it, and I was like, I didn't do it.
And like, how do you like? Do you use the net to like?
Okay. I wasn't there.
Pick it up?
I wasn't there. Right. I was hidden away, back in the cabin.
I'm dealing with that. Anyways, wow, we traveled everywhere today.
We have,
really? But not the Titanic.
You okay? Throws up.
He took that.
He took the hats.
I would laugh
damn
so
it.
Hard if he just threw it off.
No, I was just debating on if I should just continue singing.
No.
Let me just say that I will say most of these Reddit stories, I normally am like, oh yeah, this is clear. But on most of these, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if they're the asshole. I don't know. Like, it felt very... You know, murky waters, if you will.
Okay.
Murky toilet bowl.
Okay. Yeah.
11-11, make a wish.
I just feel bad for Paul. Paul is
Do
left
you?
With
the... Poor Paul.
I was like, this house is fucked.
Paul was like the friendship. He just avoided and avoided and avoided.
I just love that, like, after all this, he's like, you guys can stay for free. Just, like, hang out here.
Yeah,
like,
that was a little concerning. I'd be like, no, please stay.
Actually the scariest thing ever. It's like, please stay here for free. I'd be like, this place, I'm going to die here.
Yeah,
that's what made me start to think it was haunted.
Yeah.
And he's, like, passing off some kind of curse.
Yeah.
Okay.
So true.
We must go. And by the way, before we go, I do want to shout out at live.smosh.com, we are offering a special package of some of our Reddit live shows, some of the ones we did last year, some of the ones we're doing this year. So you can go and check them out there to watch some stories that we've never read here on the show with a live audience of thousands of people. It's such an exciting time. Highly recommend it if you can. And now, it's time to go. Oh. Amanda, Ian, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been great.
Okay.
We traveled everywhere.
It was so fun.
It was a blast.
Didn't even need my passport.
All right. Bye, everybody. See you next Saturday.
Bye.
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 Yo ho ho.
Bye.
Wow.
Our hats. We got our hats back for all the podcast listeners. They look great.
Yeah.
They look listening. Awesome.
Now I have a hat.
Bye, guys. Bye. It was so great to see you guys. It was awesome.